This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Vermont's Agency of Agriculture will no longer run the Dairies of Distinction program, ending a decade's worth of participation. The Addison Independent broke that news last week. The program is run in four other states and recognizes farms for their aesthetic value. Diane Bothfeld is Vermont's Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, and she joins us now on the line to tell us more about it. Thanks for being with us.
Sure thing, Mitch.
So why will the Agriculture Agency no longer run this program here in Vermont?
Well, the Dairies of Distinction program, as you mentioned, has been operated in many states, including Vermont. But those other states operate the Dairies of Distinctions programs with groups of volunteers or other farm organizations. They're not run at the state level. So the state of Vermont Agency of Agriculture took on the Dairies of Distinctions program many years ago after it was started by some volunteers. Not sure of all those circumstances many years ago. But we feel with the agency it's time to go back to volunteers. We did try to find someone in Vermont to take this on. We talked with many ag organizations, including the Farm Bureau and the Vermont Dairy Industry Association and the Farm to Plate, and just couldn't find a taker to take this program on from the Agency of Agriculture. And so that's where we're at this point.
Well, as I mentioned, that the Dairies of Distinction program recognizes farms for their aesthetic value. And I'm wondering if part of the issue here, besides the volunteer issue, is the issue of farms being nice looking, but potentially not meeting environmental standards.
Well, that can be a difficult position for the Agency of Agriculture to be in. The Dairies of Distinctions includes a sign for the farm that can be quite visible. The criteria for the judging are all to be done, you know, as you drive up on the road beside the farm and look at the farm. You look at how tidy it is. Are the barns painted? Is the equipment parked in a logical manner? If you can see cows, what do they look like? Are the fences, you know, kept trim? So this is all very visual. Does not take into account practices on the farm or any of those things. So the agency being a regulatory body as well, and being able to say, well, that's a beautiful farm, snapshot in time, doesn't take into account any other issues that may be occurring on that farm that are not part of this program.
Is there some sort of way to perhaps recognize farms that are meeting the environmental regulations? As we know, part of what's happening in Vermont is trying to keep pollution out of the lake.
Yes, there are a couple other programs. There's the Vermont Dairy Farm of the Year, which is a full overview of the farm, all their practices, as well as what the farm looks like, but all the internal practices of management on that farm. And there's also been an award, a Conservation Farm of the Year, that's run by the Conservation Districts and the USDA NRCS, that looks at the environmental practices that have been included on the farm. And also the Lake Champlain Basin Program has had a Basin Award, and that has gone to farms for their environmental contributions in the past as well.
Diane Bothfeld, farmers enjoyed a pretty good year of milk prices last year, but prices are down so far this year. Where do we stand now, and is there any way to predict how it will be for the rest of 2015?
Well, it's definitely shaping up to be a tougher year. Prices averaged out $23 per 100 pounds of milk last year, and it looks like they're going to average out barely $17 this year. So that's a $6 difference. It's going to be a tougher year. The new insurance program from USDA, the Milk Margin Protection Program, there's some expectation that for some farms, depending on what level of insurance they purchased, may trigger that and get some payments. So overall, it will be a tougher year. Fuel prices are lower, which is helpful, but grain prices really haven't changed that much. So it will be a tighter year. And then now we all get into weather dependence on what kind of weather year we're going to have and how that shapes up for farmers.
How are the numbers looking for the number of farms that did sign up for that insurance protection program that you're just talking about? And will farmers see those payouts?
Well, it's really individual on what level of protection the farmer signed up for. So we don't have that information of what down to the level of what, you know, what choices farmers made. At the end of the sign-up period last December, we had 610 farms that had taken some form of risk management. And so there were two different programs. There was one called Livestock Gross Margin and one called Milk Margin Protection. So only 28 took the Livestock Gross Margin. So the majority were in the Milk Margin Protection. So 69%, almost 70% of our dairy farms in Vermont have some form of risk protection, but I don't have the data on what level of protection they took. So Some farms, it's kind of like car insurance. If you wanted everything covered when you have an accident, you pay more of a premium. And so in this program for farmers, the margin protection, they can insure up to an $8 margin between the cost of milk and then their cost of feed. That would be the, you know, having a real high deductible. They had to pay more for that. That $8 margin, there is some potential that in the next few months it will be below $8. So those farms who signed up for $8 would get a payment. If you signed up for $6.50, you wouldn't get a payment. So it's really individually dependent on what farmers took out for insurance.
And finally, Diane, mentioning that last year was a pretty good year for milk prices. They were pretty high for farmers. Do you know if many farmers were able to pay off some debt or buy equipment and seed last year because of those high milk prices?
We have heard a lot of stories from farmers that, yes, they did. Some farmers improved buildings, made some investments on the farm, did pay down that debt. But also for farmers, the tax year, depending on where they feel they are during the year, the last couple of months of like November and December, farmers buy ahead. So we have certainly heard from farmers that bought a couple months worth of grain. You know, in December, they bought the grain or paid at least the grain company for January and February's grain, or bought all their seed, or bought ahead the fertilizer they would need when it comes to spring planting. So farmers did a lot of that. Can't say it's 100% of every farm, but definitely folks made some arrangements and spent some of that money from that strong milk price year in 2014.
Diane Bothfeld is Vermont's Deputy Agriculture Secretary. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Sure thing. Thank you.